Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
The award-winning cafe is open daily from 7am until 4pm and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5.
Game of Thrones star Peter Dinklage, who played Tyrion Lannister in the hit series, has been cast as Marvel's latest superhero, the Toxic Avenger.
Melvin became the Toxic Avenger. The first superhero born out of nuclear waste.
Dinklage will play Toxie. He's a guy who falls into a drum of toxic waste, mutates his body into a bulky, deformed creature with superpowers, and he's on a mission to save his family and friends from evil and corruption. No word yet as to when filming begins or a release date, but it looks pretty good.
Former President Barack Obama has opened up to The Late Show's Stephen Colbert about one of his biggest oversights as president when he was in office.
How does Dolly Parton not have a Presidential Medal of Freedom?
That's a mistake.
Yes.
I'm shocked. Actually, that was a screw-up. I think I assumed that she had already got one, and that was incorrect.
I assume
too. I'm surprised she deserves one. I'll call Biden.
I love his voice. Obama's voice, it's almost up there with Morgan Freeman's.
Wow, that's a big call.
It is a big call. The Obamas, they're also making a Netflix series, a comedy about the chaos that followed when Donald Trump became president. The series is called The G Word, based on Michael Lewis's book The Fifth Risk, and is set to begin production next year, along with six other productions from the Obamas' company, Higher Ground Productions.
People magazine announced its 2020 People of the Year yesterday. Some that made the list are Dr. Anthony Fauci, America's doctor during the pandemic, Selena Gomez, who released the number one album and announced a $100 million donation initiative for mental health, and George Clooney, a philanthropist and civil rights activist. Each person will have their own cover story in the People of the Year issue.
And speaking of 2020, Ryan Reynolds and Taylor Swift have helped out Match.com in a new ad. Swifty lends her newly recorded version of Love Story, while Reynolds wrote the ad, which includes Satan matching with 2020.
Satan?
Hi. 2020. 2020?
Please, call me 2020. So where are you from?
Hell.
Me too.
Call me or save me, I've been feeling so alone, I keep waiting.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.